Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, April 13, 2026, through Friday, April 17, 2026. Monday, April 13, 2026. Nevada mother and son plead guilty to $5 million tax conspiracy. Iris Honderman and Ivan Adiega pleaded guilty to conspiring to defraud the United States by filing false tax returns with the IRS and diverting portions of the resulting tax refunds to themselves. Between 2017 and 2021, Honderman and Adiega prepared false tax returns with the IRS, seeking a total of more than $5 million in refunds that their clients were not entitled to receive. At times, Honderman and Adiega also diverted portions of client tax refunds without their clients' knowledge or consent. From 2017 through 2021, they diverted more than $1.1 million in false tax refunds to bank accounts one or both of them controlled. Finally, Adiega filed approximately 279 tax returns using the unique identifier of another tax preparer without permission, even though the IRS had issued multiple letters warning him against such misuse. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2026. Tuesday, April 14, 2026. Former Maryland office manager sentenced for embezzling more than $1.7 million from Ocean City home builder. Tammy Barkas was sentenced to 48 months in federal prison, followed by 2 years of supervised release, and ordered to pay $1,793,688.87 of restitution to a victim home builder and $562,883 to the Internal Revenue Service for wire fraud, aggravated identity theft, and tax evasion. Additionally, the court imposed a forfeiture money judgment of $1,793,688.87. According to court documents, from 2016 through 2024, Barkas, a former office manager and bookkeeper for an Ocean City-based home builder, embezzled more than $1.79 million from her employer. Barkas used her position of trust to embezzle funds from her employer by issuing more than 500 fraudulently authorized checks from the home builder's business bank account. She forged the signature of one of the owners on the face of the business checks and deposited them into bank accounts she controlled. Barkas then used the money for vehicle payments, boat payments, mortgage payments, and her personal enrichment. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2026. Wednesday, April 15, 2026. Final defendant sentenced in $100 million dietary supplement fraud and money laundering scheme. Philip Gonusia was sentenced to 36 months imprisonment for his involvement in a years-long money-making scheme that misled banks and deceived consumers. Gonusia was also ordered to serve 24 months of supervised release and to forfeit his Porsche 911 convertible. According to court documents and statements made at Gonusia's change of plea and sentencing hearings, from around December 2018 through April 2022, Gonusia engaged in a scheme and artifice to defraud. The scheme involved applying for credit card processing accounts with fake companies created with the personal information of family and friends. These accounts would be used to process consumer sales of nutraceutical and dietary products. Because the sales came from misleading and deceptive advertising, the credit card processing accounts would get shut down frequently due to high numbers of refunds or chargebacks. To work around these shutdowns, Gonusia, along with others, helped set up the fake companies, used the credit card processing accounts for payments from consumers, and then laundered the proceeds. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2026. Thursday, April 16, 2026. Owner of Chicago area convenience stores sentenced to 4 years in prison for defrauding low-income food program. Hassan Abdelatif was sentenced to 4 years in prison for a scheme to defraud a low-income food program for women and children. From 2010 to 2018, Hassan Abdelatif schemed with 8 other convenience store owners or workers in the Chicago area to fraudulently redeem checks from the Woman, Infant, and Children WIC program, a federally funded initiative designed to provide a nutritious diet to low-income children and pregnant, breastfeeding, and postpartum women. Abdelatif and the others knowingly allowed customers to provide their WIC checks as payments for ineligible items at the stores, often at inflated prices. In all, 10 stores involved in the scheme redeemed more than $19 million in WIC checks. A federal jury last year convicted Abdelatif of Chicago on all 5 counts against him, including 2 counts of wire fraud, 1 count of fraudulently obtaining government benefits, and 2 counts of willfully failing to file corporate tax returns. Additionally, Abdelatif was ordered to pay more than $8.8 million in restitution to the government. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2026. Friday, April 17, 2026. Texas fugitive apprehended and sentenced to over 12 years in prison for $61 million telemarketing fraud scheme targeting Medicare beneficiaries. Robert Bobby Leon Smith III was sentenced to 150 months in prison and 2 years of supervised release for organizing and leading a $61.5 million healthcare fraud and wire fraud conspiracy in which thousands of Medicare beneficiaries who were the victims of deceptive marketing were sent thousands of orthopedic braces, foot baths, and genetic tests they did not need. Smith obtained doctor's orders for these products by paying kickbacks and bribes to illegitimate telemedicine companies. He then sold these doctor's orders to other medical suppliers that he knew used them to submit false and fraudulent claims to Medicare. In another recording presented at trial, Smith was heard complaining about instances in which he bought doctor's orders he could not sell, calling the orders trash and junk. Smith's former business partner testified they eventually began using fake doctor's orders that contained forged signatures of doctors who were unaware of the scheme. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2026. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 11th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.